You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
To be honest, Carol, I'm having second thoughts.
What's the matter?
I'm tired.
What have you been up to?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Went to church.
Oh, exhausting.
Cooked the lunch.
I hope someone else cleared up.
I've got indigestion, and I could do with a nap.
Look, make yourself some peppermint tea. Put your feet up for half an hour, and I'll come round and collect you in the car.
Oh, Carol.
Fresh air and a good laugh. That's what you need.
Oh, I like that bit. Bam, 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 bam.
We don't need so much of it. That's all I'm saying. Just to give Dad time to get his poncho off.
No, and not put that Dad hat on.
No, it's green sleeves that didn't work.
It was a bit slow, wasn't it?
Well, Grandad was just sat there yawning, waiting for it to finish. So I found this.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a bit jollier, isn't it?
Yeah. All those mince pies would be burning.
Oh, do you want
no,
to...
No, I've got it.
Oh, they look fine.
Well, if you want to help me, could you cut some of that bread?
Yeah, sure.
I've left it a bit late to finish off my darioles.
I'm fine now, honestly.
You're sure?
You were quite right.
Peppermint tea did the trick.
And half an hour on the sofa.
Oh, I'm so glad you're coming. I can do with a bit of moral support.
Thought you said it went all right last week.
All right. I rather felt my reading was a bit of an anticlimax after Joe's turn as Henry VIII.
Henry VIII?
Did I not tell you about that?
No.
After I'd agreed to do the reading, Eddie asked me if I'd play Queen Elizabeth I in a little play he was writing.
Eddie's written a play?
About this navigator who allegedly brought the first turkey back from the New World. The idea was that he'd present it to Queen Elizabeth.
Like Walter Raleigh and the potato.
Oh, that sort of thing. Anyway, I was a bit dubious.
I should think
so. I suspected, quite correctly, as it turned out, that Eddie belongs to the Ernie Wise school of playwriting. But he mentioned that this was all supposed to happen in 1550, and I knew Elizabeth didn't accede to the throne till 1558. So I suggested it ought to be Henry VIII, which Joe could play. In you get.
Didn't Henry VIII die in 1547?
I was banking on nobody else knowing that, Jill.
Shush, Holly.
Oh, I'm glad your mum took it so well.
What do you mean?
Well, she doesn't really approve of me, does she?
Oh, come on.
Can you get the door?
Yeah, okay.
She thinks you could have done better for yourself.
I approve of you. It's all that matters.
Be careful. You don't want to make me drop these pies.
Have you got the car keys?
Oh, yeah, they're in my pocket.
Oh.
You fish them out.
Anyway, Mum's having the moon. She's planning the wedding already.
What?
Oh, don't look so worried. If she starts going on about mourning coats and top hats, we'll have to threaten to elope like Chris did, and that's shut her up.
I'm just wondering if it was a good idea to tell your mum and dad before we've told mine.
Why?
Well...
Hey, lay those boxes down flat.
I don't want to be rude about your mum,
Oh, it's all right. Dad's with her. And I've told him he's got to confiscate her phone if she tries to call anyone. I'll put the bread in the back seat.
Yeah, but they're round your granddad's, aren't they?
Well, he's not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, but what about Tracy? She's as bad as your mum when it comes to gossip.
Look, we'll tell your folks this afternoon as soon as we get up there.
Yeah, okay.
We can even announce it to the audience.
If there is an audience.
There better be. We'll be eating manchet bread and darioles for the rest of the week. Come on, let's go.
Are you going to be free in the evening on Friday week?
As far as I know, why?
I'm thinking of having a little drinks party.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
Just close friends and neighbours. Do you think Elizabeth would sell me some wine?
Of course she would.
I thought Lower Loxley Fizz and some of my own red.
And I'll make you some mince pies.
Oh, would you?
Of course.
That is very kind. What are you doing this coming Friday?
No idea.
Why don't you come and help me decorate my tree?
We got one.
Bert's promised to bring me one over on Thursday. And I've got a box full of lovely decorations. We can drink some wine and reminisce about Christmas's past. How does that sound?
Irresistible.
it's part of the
all
act.
I'm saying
creates
is
a bit of
don't
atmosphere.
Do it while you're talking. Right.
Anybody seen my crown?
Can't hear a word you're saying in the box, Joe.
No one in.
Oh, let me look.
Oh, here's Edward and Emma at last.
No, it's in here somewhere. I packed it myself. Hello, darling.
Hiya.
But I tell you what, why don't I give Edward the maracas?
Hey?
Your mum reckons I'm drowning myself out, so if you could give him a little shake. Just when I'm not talking, like.
Yeah, what are you doing with George and Kira, then?
They're over with Will and Nick.
But George is a vital part of the performance, him and Lockie.
It's all right, Eddie.
I can't do it without
him. Nick's bringing him over.
Ah, here you are, Joe.
I got you a different bit of music, Dad, instead of Greensleeves. Oh. I'll play it to you, shall I?
Hey, before you do that, Ed...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well, I've got to visit the lab.
Right, hang on a minute, Grandad. We've got an announcement to make.
What
sort of announcement?
Yeah, what now?
You don't have to look worried. Emma and me are...
We're getting married.
Oh, Edward.
Yeah, well, that is good news.
Emma.
Congratulations.
It's about time you made an honest woman of her.
Lovely.
What took you so long, son?
Oh, that's made my day, that.
She asked me.
What?
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, the right moment.
Yeah, on the green, all the lights.
And we've been together long enough to know you're the only one for me, Ed.
You're definitely the only one for me.
Oh, ain't that lovely?
We should drink your health.
Yeah, plenty of cider here.
No, Joe, not now. We've got a show to get through first.
You've got to hand it to Eddie. He's not afraid of looking silly. And now we have Joe.
Oh, heavens.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are magically transported back to England, to the court of King Henry VIII, which is me. Show a bit of respect.
Oh, sorry.
The year is 1515.
Shh.
And I await the return of a certain navigator who has been sailing about the place in search of treasure. So I'm going to sit here on my throne and see what happens.
Carol, that cloak Joe's wearing.
Oh,
I should have warned you. Curtain from the spare bedroom, at least.
Sorry.
They had seen better days. They were dinosaurs.
The other one went to make George's breeches and Eddie's hat.
And what a hat.
Your Royal Highness, ladies and gents of the court, I am William Strickland, navigator, lately returned from an epic voyage around the globe. And I bring you treasures from the new world.
Yeah, right. What you got?
I bring you...
Diamonds?
No.
Gold?
No.
Tobacco?
No.
Jamaica?
No. Finished.
Yeah.
I bring you an exotic bird, the likes of which you ain't never seen before.
Oh.
Come forth, page boy George. Present the turkey. This delicious bird, all the way from the Americas, is a feast fit for a king.
I don't like foreign food.
It tastes like chicken. You like chicken, don't you?
Of course I like chicken, but I got English chickens aplenty.
Ah, but the point is...
And pigeons. You can't beat a nice pigeon pie.
Yes, but the point about the turkey...
And larks, they're very tasty.
Yes, but just the breast of this magnificent bird has more meat on it than 2 dozen larks. And you don't have to pick all the little bones out your teeth afterwards. I prophesy that in the days to come, British farmers will breed these fine birds and every family in your kingdom will roast one for Christmas dinner. Well.
Oh, is that me?
You'll give it a try.
I'll give it a try. As long as all the ladies and gentlemen here present can do the same.
Hang on, you forgot the important bit.
What's that?
My knighthood.
Oh.
You're going to give me a knighthood.
Oh, yeah.
And on my coat of arms will be... Ta-da! A turkey cock in his pride proper. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the first artistic impression of a turkey in the whole of Europe.
Oh, now I see where Eddie got the idea for his hat.
There is a resemblance, isn't there?
Here, King Godiah's starvation sat here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to make your way over there, you can have a taste of fine Grundy turkey and other delicacies from the court of King Henry.
And a glass of cider, don't forget.
And the lovely Lady Emma over there will also take your orders.
These are delicious, Emma. What's in them?
Oh, it's just a custard tart, really, with almond pastry and a bit of red currant on top.
Mm. And they were eating these in Tudor times?
Yeah, well, that's what it says on the internet.
So it must be true. Emma, Mrs. Noakes would like to order a turkey.
Oh, made up her mind at last, is she? Excuse me, ladies.
Are you going to order your turkey?
Well, I'm not quite sure yet whether I'm going to be doing Christmas dinner this year.
What?
Well, I was sort of hoping Shula or Elizabeth might volunteer.
Well, don't leave it too late. They're selling really well.
Mrs. Tregoran?
Oh, Carol, please.
Oh, sorry, Carol. Old habits die hard. You fit?
Oh, ready to start my stuff?
Before you go, I can't keep it to myself any longer. Our Edward and Emma are getting married.
Oh, how lovely.
Isn't it grand? Best Christmas present I could have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. Gather round.
Oh, got to go.
Good luck.
We're going to carry on with a look at Christmas in Victorian times. And to put us in the mood, our good friend and neighbour, Carol Tregoran, is going to read from A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. We give you the Fezziwigs Christmas Party.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yo-ho, my boys, said Fezziwig. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick. Christmas, Ebenezer. Clear away, my lads, and let's have lots of room here. Hilly-ho, Dick. Cheer up, Ebenezer. The floor was swept and watered. The lamps were trimmed, fuel was heaped upon the fire, and the warehouse was as snug and warm and dry and bright a ballroom as you would desire to see upon a winter's night.
Alan just called about the nativity play.
Has he forgotten how old our kids are now?
No, he wants to borrow a calf.
Oh, he's not doing live animals again, is he?
Afraid so.
Hasn't he learned his lesson after that debacle with the donkey on Palm Sunday?
Yeah, and he wants a lamb.
Well, we can't help him there.
No, I told him to try home farm.
Can you pass me that dried milk?
Yeah. He also said something a bit worrying.
Oh?
About Mum.
What?
Well, he said he asked her to read one of the lessons on Christmas Eve because she'd made such a lovely job of that Wilfrid Owen poem. You know, at the First World War commemoration.
I remember.
Anyway, she said no.
She?
Yeah. She wasn't sure she'd be up to it. She'd be feeling a bit under the weather lately.
Have you noticed anything like that?
Well, she was complaining of indigestion yesterday.
But then she went gallivanting off with Carol.
Yeah. Anyway, Alan said he pressed the point because of it being our last Christmas in Ambridge and she ended up agreeing to do the reading.
Oh, good.
But it's so unlike her. You know, she never says no to anything.
No, don't worry. I'll tell Linda. Yeah, and thanks for letting us know. Okay, bye. Oh, that's all we need.
What?
Caroline Sterling says she can't do Blight Spirit after all.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a real shame. She was so right for Mrs. Bradman. And I can't think of anyone else who'd fit the bill, can you?
Oh, no.
Unless we dress Joe Grundy up in a tweed skirt and a wig.
What?
Did you see that history of the turkey thing?
Oh, Emma's told me all about it. Oh,
Joe is an absolute hoot. Chris and I were in stitches. Oh. Anyway, you are coming to the rehearsal tonight, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Only Helen's promised faithfully she'll be there.
I'll believe that when I see it.
So we can do that opening scene.
Mind you, can't say I blame her with her dad being so poorly.
He is a bit better.
Oh, is he?
Well, according to my mum, she went to see him yesterday and said he was much more alert than the last time she was there.
Oh, good.
Morning.
Oh, Linda, I've just had a call from Caroline. She says your phone's been off all morning.
Ah, because I've been doing an interview for the Echo.
Oh, about the play.
It'll be in the paper on Thursday, so that should boost ticket sales a bit.
Is it not selling well?
Early days, Susan, early days.
Well, I've got bad news, I'm afraid, Linda. Caroline's dropping out.
What?
We're going to have to find a new Mrs. Bradman.
But why?
Oh, something about Christmas shifts at Grey Gables. She and Oliver can't both be off at the same time.
But she must have known that all along.
Well, you can talk to her if you like, oh, but heavens. She was pretty adamant.
Did you want something from the shop, Linda? I'll give Sabrina a shout.
Well, I was hoping to catch Jim, actually.
Oh, he's not in this morning.
Oh, I need to have a word about the Save campaign.
Oh, that's a bit of a dead duck, isn't it?
What do you mean by that?
Well, now Route B's been chosen.
A recommendation has been made, Susan. A misguided recommendation. Based, in my opinion, on a grossly inadequate analysis of the facts. So, we may have lost this battle, but the war is by no means over. Right?
Right.
And we, on the Save Committee, are determined to redouble our efforts. All of us.
Including David?
Well, probably not David, no.
Why not?
Oh, well, I know my dad's a bit hacked off with him. He was hoping to buy the Brookfield land.
Was he indeed?
He's resigned from the BL board.
He's resigned?
Yes, because half of them knew what Justin Elliott was up to, and none of them told him.
Told him what?
Oh, Susan, haven't you heard?
Heard what? What's going on?
Are you coming in for lunch?
Yeah, I need to take this lot out to the ewes first.
OK, no panic. It's only soup and cheese on toast.
All right.
Oh, and the Crawford's rang. The beef will be ready for collection tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow? I thought they said the end of the week.
I can go and pick it up if you're busy.
No, I can collect it. It's just finding the time to deliver it.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Linda. Now, you're a rib, aren't you?
What?
You ordered a rib of beef for Christmas?
Oh, yes, I believe we did.
We'll be dropping it off later this week.
I see. Good.
But you didn't come here to talk about beef.
No, indeed. I have been talking to Shula about organising a meeting of the Save Committee sometime this week. And I... am I right in assuming that you no longer wish to be involved?
What?
What makes you think that?
I should have thought it was obvious.
No.
Now that you're selling Brookfield to Justin Elliott.
Linda, he's made us an extremely generous offer.
The very man who's behind this wretched scheme.
Hang on a minute.
Which we on the Save Committee are fighting tooth and nail to prevent.
It's not Justin Elliott's road.
But he has a stake in the development, does he not? Why else would he want to acquire your land?
So you think we've sold out, do you?
Your words, not mine.
We are doing what anyone else would do in the circumstances. Our farm won't be viable when this road is built.
If it is built.
So we're taking the opportunity to make a fresh start elsewhere.
We're as opposed to the road as we've always been. Of course we'll carry on fighting to stop it.
So you still wish to be a part of the Save Committee?
Yes.
Very well. My house, 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Bye.
Oh, Ruth.
She was devastated when she found out.
About the sale?
Yeah, really upset.
I'm sorry, love. I'm not sure I really do want to go to that meeting, though.
You must.
But isn't it rather hypocritical?
Well, maybe not everyone's going to be as judgmental as Linda.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Where's Clary?
Oh, she was late going for lunch. She'll be back any minute.
Okay.
But you know she can't come in tomorrow.
What?
Well, she did say.
Did she?
The turkey plucking.
Oh, yes, of course. It's tomorrow, is it?
Oh, is that a problem?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll sort something out. Now, how are we doing?
Well, this is the playing, just finishing. Mm-hmm. Haven't started on the fruit yet.
Shall I do date stamps?
Oh, that'd be good. How's she, Dad?
Okay. Seems to be, you know, stable.
Your mum's gone back down, has she?
Yeah, she's just setting off. Mm.
Did you I promise know I'll
about...
come...
Oh, sorry.
After you.
No, you first.
I was only going to say I'll definitely be at the Blythe Spirit rehearsal tonight.
Oh, yes, Alice told me. Did you know about David and Ruth?
What about them?
They're selling Brookfield to Justin Elliott.
What?
Can you believe it?
But I thought... I knew they were thinking of selling up.
Well, there was supposed to be an auction. But then he made them an offer and they accepted.
Must have been a very good offer.
I dare say, but even so. David Archer's never had a good word to say about Justin or Charlie or any of that lot. But as soon as a large sum of money's dangled in front of him, all his principles go straight out of the window.
Eddie's just driven into the yard. Do you want me to tell him about the... What's the matter?
It's not just Linda.
What do you mean? What's happened?
I've had Eric White on the phone.
Who?
You know, Eric and Moira, Manorfield Close.
Oh. What did he want?
I phoned him to arrange a time to deliver their joint of beef. And he's cancelled the order.
What? He can't do that, not at this late stage.
He told me that he and Moira want nothing further to do with us. After all the years of been buying our beef, coming along to our open farm days, encouraging local enterprise, this is the thanks they get.
You mean they've already heard about the sale?
From Susan, in the shop.
Oh, no.
All about us selling out, taking the devil's shilling, betraying the village, and leaving our friends and neighbours at the mercy of the developers.
Eric White said all that?
I couldn't shut him up. I tried to explain that we... You know, didn't have a choice.
I don't believe this.
I never imagined he could be angry like that.
Hey, come on. Don't let it get to you, love.
Difficult not to.
I know. And there's a part of me thinks... Well, maybe we deserve it.
Deserve to be slagged off?
No.
For doing what's best for our family?
No, but I can see how... If I was Eric, I'd probably feel a bit betrayed.
But we've done the only thing we could.
Yes. Yes. But maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to accept Justin Elliott's invitation to the shoot next week. You know, people just think I'm schmoozing with my new rich friends.
But if everyone else is going to be there, won't it look a bit odd?
Can't win, can I?
Neither of us can.
This is a small village, you know, and gossip would be most undesirable.
She's very good, isn't she?
Well, Helen.
Mm. Yes, yes.
You say she is visible only to your husband?
Yes.
Visible only to husband.
Oh, she's terrific.
Audible too, I presume?
Extremely audible.
Extremely audible.
But I don't know what Linda thinks
she's
doing.
Your husband was devoted to her?
I believe so.
Husband devoted.
She sounds like Margaret Thatcher.
Alice, is there a problem? There's an awful lot of whispering going on.
I just think you're overdoing the spookiness a bit, Linda. We know Madame McCarty's a charlatan. You don't have to lay it on with a trowel.
What do you mean she's a charlatan?
Since we've stopped. It's just, you sound so lugubrious.
I did say I'd be home by 9:30.
You're slowing the whole thing down. It needs a lighter touch.
Could we... You want me to do it like Douglas Harrington, I suppose?
Could we call it night, do you think?
Oh, yes, yes, all right. Sorry, I didn't realise we'd overrun.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and very well done, Helen.
Oh, I don't know.
You're going to be terrific.
It's such a big part.
You can go too, Susan.
Oh, I'm in no hurry.
Bye.
Bye. Helen. Bye. I'll put the chairs away, shall I?
At least Douglas understands it's a comedy.
He is way over the top.
He's very funny.
Alice, this play may be regarded as a comedy, but only in the strictly Chekhovian sense of the word.
The what?
It may be comedic on the surface, but may I remind you, it is a play about death.
Well, yes, but...
Have you finished with this chair?
Oh, yeah, yeah, take it.
You know where Coward took his title from, I presume?
I can't say I do, no.
From Shelley's To a Skylark. As sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught, as sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. Why do you think it was the most successful play of the war years?
Because it took the audience's mind off things? Gave them a bit of a laugh.
Because it mirrored and sublimated their fear of random bombing and mortality.
No, Linda. No, I'm sorry. That's utter rubbish.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, Edward, I'm getting too old for this.
Oh, think of the money, Mum.
Yeah, I know, I know.
As long as I can remember, this is what's paid for us to have a good Christmas.
Yeah, but I just can't wait for the time when I don't have to sit in this smelly shed all day and pluck 80 blooming turkeys.
Is 80 going to be enough?
I hope so. Took a load more orders on Sunday.
What, next year it's going to be 100?
Oh, don't say that.
What time's he going to get here?
Dad? Whenever he's finished at the market. Sooner rather than later, I hope. Get the job done.
Emma said that she'd pop by later with some hot coffee.
Oh, bless her.
And then some soup and stuff for lunch.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, I am the luckiest man on earth, and I... Right, now, do you want the heater on?
Of course I do. It's blooming freezing in here. And I'll have the radio on and all.
Oh, perfect day. How appropriate, eh?
Find me something Christmassy.
Right, and then I'm going to go and start bringing up the birds.
Is it suitable for kids?
Blithe spirit?
Well, not really, no.
Shame there's no pantomime this year.
Linda had a mind to do Rumpelstiltskin, but nobody wanted to be in it.
Rumpelstiltskin?
62 pence change, and there's your receipt.
Well, what's wrong with Cinderella?
So she decided to do something completely different.
What, Aladdin?
A proper grown-up play. And we've got a proper actor playing the lead. Douglas Harrington. Used to be a professional. He's really good.
Oh, yeah?
And it's quite a challenge, believe me, being on stage with a professional. He sets a very high standard.
Oh, so it's going to be good, is it? Well,
should be. As long as Linda and Alice can settle their differences. Honestly, Will, they nearly came to blows last night.
What about?
The interpretation of the play. Alice thinks it's a comedy and Linda thinks... Well, I'm not entirely sure what Linda thinks.
Morning, Will.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Oh, hi, Neil.
Been over Bridge Farm?
Yeah.
How are things? Any news of Tony?
Nothing's really changed.
Ellen said much the same.
Well, and how's Tom? I haven't seen him since he got back.
No, I don't think he's putting himself about exactly. Just keeping his head down and getting on with work.
But he's okay?
Well, you know, they're all pretty stressed out with Tony being in such a bad way.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, must make a move.
All right.
See ya.
Bye, Will. Yeah,
bye. Have you spoken to Vicky lately?
Vicky? No, why?
And I came past Willow Cottage earlier and the sold notice has come down.
Oh, well, probably just blew over in the wind.
No. The board's still there, only now it says for sale again.
What?
So I wondered if the deal had fallen through.
To hope not.
I knocked on the door, but there was no one in. Oh, I'll try giving Mike a call when I get home. Right, I'll see you later.
Oh, hang on, Neil.
Well?
What Will said about Tom.
What?
Is he all right?
Who?
Tom. With you.
How do you mean?
Well, it was Tony gave you that job, but the pigs is very much Tom's thing. And you'd expect, wouldn't you, that now he's back, he'd want to, well, take charge again.
Well, he hasn't said anything.
Hasn't he?
No, he's far too busy keeping the rest of the place going, doing all the stuff Tony usually does.
Yeah, but when things have settled down a bit, mightn't it get a bit awkward?
Oh, I don't see why. Tony promised me a permanent job, remember?
Oh, well, I know that.
I am manager of that pig unit for as long as I want to be.
Is Tom going to be all right with that?
Oh, lovely to get out and stretch my legs.
Not too cold for you.
Oh, it's nice to get a breath of fresh air.
And there's your coffee.
Oh, lovely.
Another biscuit. I know they look a bit odd.
Yeah, what's happened to them?
They're the misshapes.
Bit of ginger in there, is there?
Yeah.
As well as the cinnamon?
Yeah, the history of the turkey's going to have to compete for an audience next Sunday.
Oh, the fair's on all day. People can easily go to both.
Oh, look. Here's William.
Oh.
It's nice, isn't it?
Didn't think he was coming.
No, he did say try and get down here for an hour or two. Morning, William.
Hiya.
You just in time for coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
And some of Emma's delicious biscuits.
Dad not here?
No, he's on his way. He just rang. So good of you to spare the time.
Wow. Traditional, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know how busy you are this time of year.
There's your coffee.
Cheers.
And since you're here, Will, I just wanted to say thank you.
What for?
Well, for letting us have number one the green.
Oh, right.
It's going to make all the difference for us.
Mm.
Wow, it's only temporary. You realise that, don't you?
Yeah, you've made that perfectly clear.
And I'm only doing it for George, really.
Yeah, sure. But... Well, look, thanks, anyway.
And aren't you going to congratulate Edward?
What?
And Emma.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're getting married, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
Have a biscuit.
I'm all right, thanks.
I'm going to be seeing you next Wednesday, Will.
Me?
Well, I'm coming to the shoot.
But I've got all the beaters I need.
No, it's a gun.
What?
Well, I've been invited by Justin Elliott.
He's invited you?
And your dad. All the local farmers, actually. It's a really nice gesture.
Well, you can come in your jeans and jumper.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, well, you need to get yourself some decent stuff. Otherwise, Justin will think you're one of my staff.
Don't worry. I'll make sure he looks respectable.
Well, I suppose we'd better get back to work. Rest of they turkeys ain't going to pluck themselves.
Oh, no. Poor Vicky. She's going to be so upset.
Yeah, Mike sounded pretty hacked off.
But what happened? I mean, they'd had the survey done and everything, hadn't they?
Yeah, they were pretty close to exchanging contracts.
So what went wrong?
Well, I don't know. The buyers were really keen, all geared up to move in the new year, and suddenly it's all off.
So what are they going to do?
There's nothing they can do, except hope another buyer turns up.
Not going to happen this time of year, is it? Oh, quiet, Holly.
It's all right, it's only me.
Oh, hello, love. Hi there.
What's that for?
What?
The cardboard box.
I had to pack the rest of the kids' toys in. Just hope I can get it done before I have to pick up Kira from nursery.
Will it all fit in the van?
Well, I hope so.
Mind you, it's not far if we have to make two journeys.
Oh, you're still set on going tonight, are you?
Well, we were going to go at the weekends, but what with the turkey show and me having to get all the baking done for the Christmas market.
Well, there's no hurry. You can leave it a few more days.
No, ma'am.
It makes sense to leave it till after Christmas, really.
We've been here far too long.
No, you haven't.
We've loved having you here.
Some of the time.
And we're so going to miss George and Kira.
Oh, yes, and you, no. Holly.
No, you won't. You'll be glad not to have our dirty paw prints all over your carpets.
The house is going to seem so empty.
We're only down the road, Mum. We're not leaving the county.
You're all right.
It's just a bit of feather gone up my nose.
Well, do you want me to take over?
No, I'm nearly done. Well, yeah, actually, if you could just hold the black sack open, will I tip the rest of these feathers in?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, that's lovely. Ta-ta.
Oh, yeah. That it?
Reckon so. Who's Dad doing out there?
Oh, he's just hanging the last birds up in the container.
All done for another year, then?
Well, until next week.
Eh?
Well, they've all got to be gutted and drawn, haven't they?
Oh, not by me, they ain't. I've said to Dad, him and Joe can handle that this year. I felt a bit rotten taking today off from Bridge Farm. I really can't take another day.
No, I can't either.
The two of them will cope. They've done it often enough.
Things are just a bit crazy this year. Too many birds, too many shooting days. And I'm really not looking forward to this one that Ed's coming to.
It'll be lovely. All the people you know.
But the last shoot I did for Justin Elliott, if I'm honest, it was a bit of a fiasco. And I don't want that happening in front of all of the neighbours. Ed would never let me hear the last of it.
Come on, Holly, calm down.
I don't know who's more excited, her or you.
That's it. Good girl.
Right, where do you want this one? Some photos of the kids on the top here.
Oh, well, that one can stay down here.
All right. Well, that's it.
What, that's the last box?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Neil.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
That would have taken us till midnight if we'd had to shift this lot on our own.
Oh, it's good to see you settling into your own place. I got you this.
Oh, Dad.
To celebrate being in your own home at last.
Thank you.
I reckon you and Susan are the ones who deserve a drink.
Kira loves her room.
The kids are right up there.
Yeah. George is on the iPad.
Of course he is.
And I've tucked Kira in with her teddy. Oh, really takes me back, seeing her in your old bedroom.
It's lovely, isn't it?
She's got all her little dollies lined up on the bed, just like you used to have.
Aww.
Oh, bit different from when we lived here, though.
Oh, I don't know. The old wallpaper might have gone, but still got that nice
ambience.
Yeah, that warm, cosy feel to it.
We were really happy here, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, most of the time.
Do you know what's really great? Having our own front door.
Yeah. Just to know we can shut the rest of the world out.
So shall I open this bottle of wine then?
Oh, no, that's for you and Emma. Me and Susan will leave you to it.
You don't have to.
Yes, we do. You two have been waiting for this moment far too long.
Look, can I just say thank you? You know, for everything. You're putting up with us, with me.
Oh, you're welcome, Ed. We'll miss you all.
Bye-bye, darling.
Oh, bye, Mum.
And look, don't be a stranger.
There's no chance of that.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Ed, I hope you'll be very happy here.
And give us a call if there's anything you need. Anything at all.
Susan.
No, I'm coming.
Oh, not you, Holly. You're staying here with us.
Oh, bye. Bye, love.
Bye.
Oh, Ed.
Our own place.
Come here.
How are you getting on?
Well, they're all inside now. Haven't quite finished doing the pens, but we're more or less ready.
No sign of any lambs yet?
Not yet, no.
Only I had a call from Alan asking if he could supply one for the nativity play.
He'll be lucky.
And we've had an invitation to the estate Christmas party.
Even though you've resigned from the board?
Yeah.
And even though we've no longer got the arable contract?
Somebody still wants to be friends with us.
Well, I think that's an invitation I can happily refuse.
Oh, and we've also been invited by Justin Elliott, no less, for a day's shooting.
You're kidding?
Well, not just us. It's all the local farmers.
Huh.
Well, it could be fun.
It's just a cynical ploy to soften up the opposition.
Well, that's what your mother said, too.
Oh, good for her.
Until Justin asked her if she'd organise the lunch, as usual. Because he does so admire the professional way in which he caters for the shoots.
Well, don't tell me she agreed.
Your mother's always been susceptible to a bit of flattery. This should be a good day, though. Bit of shooting, Jenny's cooking, plus the best of Justin's wine cellar.
You're joining them, then, are you?
I can't think of a good reason not to.
I can.
Oh, come on, Adam. It'll be fun. Look on it as a bonus for all the hard work you put in this year.
I'll think about it.
Oh, look, would you have an hour to spare later on this afternoon?
Well, I've got to finish setting up the rest of these pens.
Only since the idea of buying up the Brookfield land has fallen through, I think we need to have a serious discussion about where we go from here.
It's proving rather difficult to get everyone together at such short notice.
You don't mind if I carry on with this, do
you?
Oh,
no, you go ahead.
Really, we're off to Prague on Thursday.
Oh.
For the Christmas market.
How lovely.
And the only problem was that Rory breaks up from school on Friday, but Alice, bless her, has offered to go and collect him, and she's having a few days' annual leave this week.
Right.
And then she and Christopher will stay in the house to keep an eye on him until we get back. So I thought it was only fair to prepare some meals for them before I go.
Anyway, we've decided to go ahead with the meeting.
Can I just pop this in?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And talking of Alice,
she's having such fun with Blythe Spirit.
Yeah, well, she's certainly throwing herself into it.
Oh, she's been telling me all about the rehearsals. Oh, quite a coup getting Douglas Harrington.
Anyway, about this evening.
Have you ever been to Prague?
No.
Christmas market's supposed to be absolutely magical.
Really?
Hmm. Oh, Kate's coming over for Christmas from South Africa.
Lovely.
Yeah. I am so thrilled. Oh, we don't see her nearly often enough, so I want to stock up on lots of extra special Christmas goodies.
As I was saying...
They're especially famous for their biscuits, apparently.
Who are?
The Czechs. I'm sorry, Linda, you were saying...
Yes, the meeting this evening.
This evening?
The Save Committee.
Is it tonight?
Yes. Only Schuler is going to be delayed.
Oh, well, it's lucky you reminded me. I'd quite forgotten.
So we've moved it back to 7 o'clock.
Oh, right.
I hope you can spare the time in your busy schedule.
Afternoon, Jim.
Ah, David. Good. I wanted a word.
What?
I have to say, I'm disappointed.
What?
I had you down as a man of principle. But now I hear that your principles are for sale to the highest bidder.
Oh, come on, Jim. In my position, you'd have done the same thing.
I most certainly would not.
If you had a 4-lane highway being driven through the middle of your property...
The final decision on the road has not been made.
Well, it sounds pretty final to me. And it means that we cannot continue to farm in the way that we want to.
Fine. So move, if that's the way you feel.
Jim, I have to think about the future of my family.
Where you choose to live is entirely up to you.
Well, that's very generous of you.
What I find incomprehensible is your selling out to the very person who's intent on despoiling our village.
Look, Justin Elliott made me an offer I simply couldn't refuse.
Held a gun to your head, did he?
No, of course not.
My understanding is that you could have sold Brookfield on the open market for somewhere in the region of £5 million.
Well, probably not quite that much, if it's any of your business.
Surely that would be sufficient to set you up in some equivalent farm elsewhere.
Oh, Jim, it isn't that simple. As you well know, my brother and my sisters have got shares in the property, and they're all in favour.
So I've heard.
Schuler and Alistair will benefit enormously.
I've already had words with Schuler about that.
Have you?
I simply cannot understand how any one of you, born and brought up as you were in this community, can take that money knowing the consequences.
Jim.
Knowing it means that this beautiful piece of English countryside will be turned into an industrial wasteland.
Any industrial development in this area is nothing at all to do with us selling our farm.
Yeah.
Which is everything to do with us trying to work a dairy farm successfully, which we could not do if our farm was bisected by a main road.
Damara Capital are buying up everything that is nailed down.
If I'd let the property go to auction, Justin Elliott would have bought it anyway.
Not necessarily.
All right, well, so somebody else buys it, and then he offers them a few extra million.
So Ambridge is doomed. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, I hope it won't come to that.
But you're not prepared to stay and fight.
And I will do everything I can.
But in your heart, you believe the battle is lost.
Oh, look, Jim, I only came in to pick up my copy of Farmers Weekly.
I can't stay long, Brian.
I wasn't expecting you to be here, Mum.
I just think your mother ought to hear this, Adam. Because it does concern, well, the future of all of us, really.
That sounds ominous.
Well, the situation is this. The farm is currently supporting 4 households. There's you and me, there's Adam, and then our 2 full-timers, Jeff and Andy, and their families.
And Debbie.
Well, yes, 5 households, if you include Debbie. And I'm afraid that in the current climate, that simply isn't viable.
What do you mean?
Well, we can't afford it. Across the board, we're paying out far more than we've got coming in.
But I thought, I mean, didn't you say, Adam, that the soft fruit did rather well this year?
Yeah, it did okay.
And so did the other peripheral activities.
Peripheral?
The sheep and the venison. But that in no way compensates for what we'd lost on the arable.
But I
thought
the price of wheat has gone through the floor, Mum.
But the harvest was so good this year.
But there's no market for it. That's why we really needed to hang on to the estate contract.
Yeah, and when that fell through, well, without it, our labour and machinery costs, well, they're far too high.
And that's why I've been trying so hard to pick up some other contract work. But RB Farming seem to have most of the county sewn up. And there's no way I'm working for them.
Well, I know you're not keen, darling.
Well, they expect me to be ready and waiting whenever they call, and won't give me any guarantees at all.
So what will you do?
Keep looking.
Well, this is why we were so keen to acquire the Brookfield, and as you know, that fell through. So we are forced to contemplate the Armageddon solution.
What on earth's that?
We do what the estate has done. We sell off the machinery, we make Jeff and Andy redundant, and contract out the arable.
That was Shula on the phone. She's going to be another 15 minutes.
Should we start without her?
Oh, well, we're still waiting for Jennifer. She promised faithfully she'd be here.
And Usha?
No, Usha unfortunately had another engagement this evening.
But I did speak to her on the phone this afternoon.
Oh, that'll be Jennifer now. Robert, can you get that?
She said she's going to be at home on Friday, so I've arranged to go and see her.
Oh, yes.
She's promised to give us the benefit of her expertise.
About what?
Well, should the worst happen, we have we not, talked about possibly getting this road scheme recalled by government for a review by the Secretary of State for the Environment?
Well, at the appropriate time, yes.
Do you know how to go about that?
No, not really.
No, neither do I. I think we need to be prepared, hence the need for legal advice.
Oh,
I'm sorry I'm late. I got involved. Oh, David. I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Yeah, I've already explained to Linda.
Look, I've just been hearing all about the dire consequences for Home Farm of your selling Brookfield to Damara Capital.
Look, I know you all think I've sold out, but I wouldn't be here tonight if I didn't still care about Ambridge and what happens to it in the future. I'm not giving up the fight.
Well, moving on. Jim, I believe you have some more news for us.
Indeed. You remember we talked the other week about the Borchester Local Enterprise Partnership?
What? This quango of local business interests who appear to be involved in all sorts of development
schemes. Oh, yes, 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 of course.
Including the road.
They're throwing a Christmas drinks party next Tuesday for all the local media. And as a sometime contributor to Borsetshire Life, I've been invited.
Oh, how interesting.
And so has Justin Elliott.
Oh, Jim, that's wonderful. It'll be the perfect opportunity to collar him.
That was my first thought.
And you can make sure all the media people have copies of our traffic survey.
But on reflection, I think it would be better to keep a low profile, to quietly mingle and find out what we can about the wider plans for the development.
Yeah, but we'd be recognised, wouldn't we? I mean, you know, they surely know who we are.
And you wouldn't want to jeopardise your big payout, would you?
Oh, look, Linda.
They don't know who I am. I've never met the egregious Mr. Elliot.
Oh, he's actually rather charming in person.
However, my invitation is for two people, so if you can think of anyone else with a low profile...
Oh, I know who we can ask. I know just the person.
So you've already spoken to Debbie?
Yes, last night, and she agrees. It's the only way forward.
Oh, I see. You've done it again. You've cooked up this whole scheme between you without even consulting me.
I'm consulting you now.
When you and Debbie have already made the decision?
Look, Adam, there's no getting away from it. Large-scale arable is now a job for the big specialist companies. We simply can't compete.
Not while the wheat price is at rock bottom, no, but you know as well as I do, prices fluctuate. We have to hang on in there, weather the storm. We've done it before.
Yeah, but not this time.
But to chuck Jeff and Andy on the scrap heap after how many years have they worked for us?
They'll get a good redundancy package.
And what about me? My work on the arable accounts for a large chunk of my income.
Debbie and I'll make sure you don't lose out.
Oh, how very generous of you.
And you'll have more time to devote to your fruit enterprise.
And my other peripheral activities.
Well, and anything else you want to try.
But this is the Charlie Thomas way of farming. I simply cannot accept that it's our only option.
Look at it this way, Adam. The land has been a brilliant investment. It's increased in value 200% in the last decade, and I want to hang on to that so I have something to pass on.
So you've given up on farming?
No.
And become a speculator?
I'm simply trying...
If I wanted to do that, I'd go and work for a hedge fund.
I'm simply trying to hang on to what I've built up over the years.
Well, good luck with that.
Where are you going?
Home. Oh, and by the way, you can tell Justin Elliot to stuff his Christmas party and his shoot.
I never knew the Echo could be so engrossing.
Oh, hi, Kenton. I'm just looking for this art. Aha, here it is.
What?
And she gets a photograph.
Who?
Linda.
Well, let's have a look.
She's done an interview about Blythe's spirit.
Oh, Lord, she looks like she's on her way to a funeral.
Oh, listen to this. Blythe's spirit was first produced in 1941 at the height of the London Blitz, so Noel Coward's renowned sparkling wit is tempered by an undertow of profound grief. Well, that's not going to have the punters queuing up for tickets, is it?
No, they'll probably be running screaming in the opposite direction.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What?
She says, "We are delighted that the leading role is to be played by Douglas Harrington, who many people will remember for his intensely visceral performance in the Floss production of Sweeney Todd." Honestly, I mean, of all the parts Douglas has played, and she has to single out the one where he's a mass murderer.
Well, didn't he play Toad in Toad of Toad Hall?
Yeah, wasn't he funny? That's the point about Douglas. He's got brilliant comic timing. If only Linda would stop trying to make him play the whole thing as tragedy.
It doesn't look as if you get a mention.
No. I think Linda's regretting giving me the job of assistant director. Yeah, it's turning into a bit of a battle of wills.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I'm not giving up. It's potentially a very good production. If Linda would just stop trying to introduce a subtext which simply isn't there.
Alan said he was a bit better this week.
Yes. They took him off the breathing machine.
Oh, so he's breathing on his own.
Well, he's still got the, what do you call it, tube in his neck.
Tracheostomy?
Yeah.
And are they going to move him?
What?
There wasn't talk about it, wasn't there, because of his chest?
Oh, no. They've decided he should stay where he is. Till the spinal injury is, you know.
That's the priority, I suppose.
He needs to keep lying flat.
How are you, Pat? You look exhausted.
I didn't sleep much last night.
You're not going to drive to Birmingham, are you?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
I thought you said...
What?
Aren't you going away somewhere?
Yeah, to Prague for the Christmas market. We're off this afternoon.
I haven't even thought about Christmas.
No, well...
I haven't bought any cards or anything.
Nobody expects you to. You've got far more important things to worry about. I'm just excited about it because Kate's coming over. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it, when you haven't seen them in ages and then they come home. I expect you feel like that about Tom.
Yes.
And what's Johnny doing?
What?
Well, for Christmas. I expect he'll be going home, won't he, to see his mum and dad.
Yes. I can't remember exactly what he said. He's got these exams coming up. Maths and English. Tony was helping him, but he seems to have lost all his confidence since, you know.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine.
He's been such a help on the farm.
And Tom too, I dare say.
Yes.
And he's all right, is he, Tom? Well, I've hardly exchanged two words with him since he got back.
He's been wonderful. And so's Helen. Keeping things going when I just couldn't.
Are you looking for someone, Dave?
No, not really. I was just wondering who's in. Bracing myself for the next onslaught.
How does it feel to be the most unpopular man in the village?
It's not funny, Kenton. I hardly dare show my face anymore.
Oh, people are jealous, that's all.
No, it's not that.
It's like when someone wins the lottery.
No, it's not. I know why people are upset. I would be if I were in their position. But I really agonised about the decision.
Come on, Dave.
Did I make the right choice?
Of course you did. Look, you've got to put your family first.
No.
And if Ruth and the kids are up for the move, then... Well, you've got to stick to your guns. Just let the criticism wash over you.
I know why you think it's the right decision.
And so does Shula and Elizabeth.
You're going to be set up for life.
We all agree. Your brother, sisters, your wife, your kids. You are doing the right thing. I mean, so what if a few green-eyed neighbours give you a hard time? Oh, I'm talking of which.
What?
Adam's just walked
in. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm afraid he's heading this way.
I really got it in the neck from Jennifer last night.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
What can I get you?
A pint of Shires, please. How about you, David?
What?
Drink?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
So, how are things?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, that good, eh?
I'm sorely tempted to take a leaf out of your book, David.
What?
Jack it all in and make a fresh start at the other end of the country.
Dear, have you fallen out with Ian?
No, not at all. Although he does think I'm making a fuss about nothing and all I need is a holiday.
Won't be a minute, madam.
Yeah, we should take off to Miami, go swimming with dolphins, that's his answer.
Really?
Something along those lines. Oh, thanks, Kent. I think that's the right money.
Cheers, mate.
So, what's getting you down? Is it my fault?
What? No. Well, if you'd agreed to sell us the Brookfield land.
I knew it.
Yes, madam, what can I get you?
But it's not you, it's Brian. He thinks we're unviable the way we're now set up. Overhead's too high, especially labour.
You won't be the only farmer thinking like that.
I know. He's talking about getting rid of staff, flogging off most of the tackle and getting a contract company to do it all.
A cup of tea?
Oh, no, really, I can't
stop. Won't take a minute.
This has to be a flying visit, I'm afraid. We're off to Prague in a couple of hours.
Prague?
Mm-hmm. For the Christmas market.
Oh, how lovely. And how's your brother?
Oh, he's making progress. Very, very slowly, but... To be honest, I'm rather more worried about Pat at the moment. I called round this morning and she looked as though she hadn't slept for a week.
Oh, dear.
She could barely string a sentence together.
She's at home, is she?
Mm-hmm. Later. She drove to Birmingham after I'd seen her.
Perhaps I could drop round then.
Anyway, the reason I've called round, we had a meeting last night of the SAVE committee. Oh, you are familiar with...
Yes, I know all about the campaign.
Right. And we're looking for someone to do a bit of, well, undercover sleuthing.
Oh. Tell me more.
Well, you know who Justin Elliott is?
The big bad wolf. Mm-hmm.
Are you free next Tuesday evening?
As far as I know.
Well, there's a Christmas drinks party and he's going to be there along with various local businessmen and councillors who are involved in the road scheme. And Jim Lloyd's been invited.
My.
Well, it's an event for the media and he sometimes writes articles for Borsetshire Life.
Oh, does he indeed?
And unlike the rest of us, Jim is not known to Justin Elliott. And neither are you.
Sorry, I don't follow.
Well, I'm not explaining this very well. Jim's invited with partner.
Which would be me.
Mm-hmm. And his idea is that the two of you should blend anonymously into the background and have a bit of a snoop around and listen in on conversations and we'll see what information you can glean about potential developments.
You want me to play Miss Marple?
Well, yes.
What fun.
You'll do it?
I can't wait.
I thought you were driving Mum and Brian to the airport.
I am.
Shouldn't you have left by now?
Yes.
What's the hold-up?
Oh, I don't know, but there's a lot of shouting going on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've come out here to avoid getting caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
What's up with you?
Had a bit of a bust-up with Brian.
What about?
Oh, just my future. The future of Home Farm. The future of agriculture in this country.
Nothing serious, then.
Anyway, how are you? How's Blythe's spirit coming along?
Well, apart from the fact that Linda's not speaking to me, and she insists on advertising the play as a gloomy meditation on death and bereavement, and we simply cannot find a replacement for Caroline Sterling... I mean, apart from that, everything's absolutely peachy.
Right. I'm not getting in the car, Brian.
Oh, here, let me take your bag, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, I don't suppose either of you fancies a trip to Prague.
A tempting offer.
I've got to go and collect Rory.
honestly, why does he leave everything to the very last moment? If you're not here in 2 minutes, Brian, I'm going without you.
Sorry, it's all a bit of a mess.
Oh, good Lord. It's my fault for calling unannounced.
Would you like some tea?
No, no, no. You sit down, please. You look exhausted. I'm all right. Jennifer said you were a bit under the weather.
You've talked to Jennifer?
She popped round earlier. So I thought you might like this.
What is it?
It's a sleeping draught. My own mix. A couple of teaspoons of that before you go to bed. Don't look so alarmed. It's purely herbal, mostly chamomile. But it does work.
Well, it's true. I haven't been sleeping very well. Mm. Some nights hardly at all.
I do know what it's like watching at the bedside of a sick man.
It's so hard.
It takes its toll.
Trying to be cheerful for him.
I know. John and I had our differences, but we were married for nearly 50 years. We shared a lot of memories.
Tomorrow's our anniversary.
Yours and Tony's?
Mm. 40 years.
Really? Tomorrow is your ruby wedding?
Yes. And I want to be happy with him and smile and remember the good times.
Of course.
Sometimes I'm talking to him. Most of the time I know he's there, he's listening, and he can hear me. But then sometimes
he drifts off to sleep.
And it's as if he's gone away, and I fly into a panic.
And you have to check he's still breathing.
Yes.
And his heart's still beating.
And I'm so scared. I'm so scared he's left me. And in the night I wake up with the same feeling. This awful fear he's never coming home again.
Oh, Pat.
I find myself praying, please, God, don't let him die. Please, God, don't let him die.
I know.
And I'm not even sure I believe in God.
But when all else fails...
And I can't say this to anyone. Not to the kids, not to Peggy. I have to be cheerful and optimistic and reassure everybody. But I'm so scared, Carol. So scared he's going to die. And I can't face life without him.
Ah, Susan said I'd find you here.
What do you think?
So, this is the set for Blythe Spirit, is it?
Doesn't it look wonderful?
Very impressive.
I think Robert and Neil deserve a medal. I really do. Anyway, what news? You were going to see Usha this morning, weren't you?
A most encouraging meeting.
Really?
You know this problem we've had trying to get the council to release the minutes of their meetings with the local enterprise partnership.
Oh, I think that's a lost cause.
No. According to Usha, we must on no account give up. They are obliged, under the Freedom of Information Act, to let us see those minutes. And if they continue to drag their feet, she'll write them an official solicitor's letter.
Oh, that's good of her.
And as a general rule, she said, the more noise we make, the better. The government will only call the decision on the road in for review if it's deemed particularly controversial. I know that's a long way off, but we need to stir up lots of very public outrage.
Plenty of outrage already.
But not public enough. We need to write letters to the local press.
Why not the national press?
Why not, indeed? And the same with radio and television. Yes. Anything we can do to get airtime. Picket the town hall. Stage a sit-down protest on the steps.
Usha said that?
No. That was me. But anything to get ourselves noticed. We need to build up a storm of protest that simply cannot be ignored.
And we must organise a lobby of our MP.
Not just ours. All the local MPs.
Yes, and then, well, if needs must, we will take this all the way to number 10.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Helen, didn't hear you come in.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Afternoon.
Hi. Can I have a word, Linda?
What do you think?
What?
The set.
Oh, yes, lovely. But the thing is...
I was just telling Jim, this is the first time we've put it up on the stage.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Do what?
Be in the play.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to withdraw from the production.
No,
with my
Helen.
Dad being so ill.
You can't.
I just haven't got the time.
Well,
I haven't found a replacement for Caroline yet.
I'm trying to hold things together at Bridge Farm and look after Rob and Henry at the same time.
But Helen... Helen, you are Ruth. I mean, you absolutely understand, with no direction at all from me, what it means to be a woman trapped in a dysfunctional relationship...
I'm sorry,
..with
Linda.
..a man who probably doesn't even like women.
I can't do it. Not while my dad's so ill.
And I can see the ice rink is very popular.
Yes, it's doing really well this year.
And all those lights and the trees, it must be a major operation getting them up there.
It does take a bit of doing.
But the effect is glorious.
You must come back another evening and go up along the treetop walk.
I shall.
It looks even better from up there.
Oh, look, here's your mum.
Oh, yeah, she said she was coming over.
Hello.
Hi. What are you doing here?
Well, I came to order some wine for my little soiree, but Elizabeth's been giving me a guided tour of Deck the Hall.
Isn't it wonderful?
Absolutely magical. I shall definitely come back and enjoy it at my leisure.
Try and pick a time when the Darrington Choir is singing and the candlelit entrance hall is filled with the smell of bay and rosemary.
Sounds divine.
You'll think you've died and gone to heaven, won't you, darling?
Have you got your mother on the payroll to do your PR?
I don't need to. Deck the Hall sells itself these days.
Well, I shall definitely be back. Anyway, Elizabeth, thanks for everything, and I'll see you later, Jill.
About 7, perfect.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Carol. Right, come on in, Mum. Let's see if we can find a cup of tea.
There's got to be someone else.
There simply isn't, Jim. I've been on the phone all week trying to find a replacement for Caroline, and Mrs. Bradman's a relatively small part. But Ruth is the very backbone of the play.
There you are. Only tea bag tea, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
But it'll make you feel better.
I doubt it. What am I going to do, Jim? The whole thing is turning into a nightmare.
Have you tried Carol Tregoran?
What?
A bit too old for Ruth, I suppose, but she could do Mrs. Bradman.
Well, she's not going to be interested in amateur theatricals.
Oh, come on, Linda, she's game for anything. She's agreed to come with me to this LEP drinks do next week.
Has she?
And she's doing that Dickens reading for the Grundy's History of the Turkey, for heaven's sake. If she'll turn out for them, she'll surely turn out for you.
So what time will they be home?
Oh, I don't know, Mum.
Oh, how disappointing.
Sorry.
It's not your fault, darling.
There you go.
Thank you.
Help yourself to a biscuit. I'm saving the birthday cake till tomorrow.
I expect you're disappointed too, aren't you?
Yeah, of course I am. It's the first time ever that we won't have sat down together for a birthday tea.
Mm.
But, well, they're 15, they're growing up. And if they want to go out and have pizzas with their mates and see a film...
Is that what they're doing?
Well, that's what Lily's doing. No idea what Freddie's up to.
Oh, dear.
But it's the last day of term as well, you see, so all their classmates will be celebrating.
How will they get home?
They've got money for taxis. But I shall be sitting by the phone waiting for the call. Mum, can you come and get me?
That's the sort of thing you used to do.
Yeah, I know, I know. This is when I get my comeuppance, isn't it?
Anyway... You'll see plenty of them during the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, I hope so. And I presume it will be Christmas dinner at Brookfield this year, will it?
Well, to be honest, I was wondering if you might like to do it.
What, here at Lower Loxley?
I just feel a bit...
Oh, no, Mum.
...daunted at the prospect of all that work.
But it's got to be at Brookfield. This is going to be the last Christmas we're all together.
Well, yes.
And I'll help. Of course I will. I'll do whatever you want me to. I'll even peel the sprouts.
Right.
But the last ever Christmas in our childhood home can't possibly be anywhere else.
I could have driven myself. I feel a lot better today.
You look a lot better.
I don't know what was in that sleeping draught that Carol gave me. It tasted disgusting, but it did the trick.
Good.
I slept like a log.
Well, I wanted to come and see Dad anyway.
You should be at home with Henry.
He does miss me, poor little chap. Just when he got used to having me around all the time.
Clary told me how much time he'd spent in the dairy this week.
Well, with her having the day off on Tuesday, everything got a bit behind.
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's okay. We've caught up with ourselves. We're back on schedule. And now I've given up the play, I'll have the whole weekend to spend with Rob and Henry.
Was Linda very upset?
Oh, she was a bit. With good reason. Should have done it weeks ago, really. Backing out this late in the day have really given her a problem.
She'll find someone else.
I hope so.
She always does. There are last-minute panics every year with Linda's shows.
Anyway, it was definitely the right thing to do.
And paper change, do you remember? Made out of strips of coloured paper.
That you had to lick the ends of to make them stick.
Yes, that's right.
And the kids would always come home from school with misshapen baubles made from pipe cleaners and silver paper.
For years, we had a fairy on top of the tree, dressed in an old bit of net curtain with wings made out of toffee wrappers.
Oh, that I would love to have seen.
Long gone, I'm afraid. I think Shula made it when she was about eight.
Oh, thank goodness those days are past.
This tree's going to look gorgeous. I love these glass icicles.
Wait till you see them with the lights on.
I can imagine.
I think they're probably German. They came from a rather grand Christmas fair in Bristol.
Ooh. And not a scrap of tinsel in sight.
So you had your arm twisted, did you?
What?
Christmas dinner at Brookfield.
Oh. Elizabeth's quite right, of course. Since it's the last time we'll all be together in Ambridge.
What about Shula's boy? Does he get leave?
Dan? Yes, he's off next week to Gibraltar, I think he said, for some kind of adventure training thing.
Goodness, they get about, don't they?
Mm. But he'll be home the following week.
So you'll have all your children and grandchildren home.
Mm. Apart from Mary, who's in New Zealand. And Kenton, of course, he'll be working. How about you?
What about me?
Will you be seeing your family?
Oh, shouldn't think so, no. Right, is that it? Shall we turn the lights on?
Go on, then. Oh, that's beautiful. I see what you mean about the icicles.
They really catch the light, don't they?
Hmm.
Now, I think we've earned a glass of wine, don't you?
Actually, Carol, I might pass on the wine. I've still got a touch of indigestion.
Still?
It keeps coming back. Can't seem to shift it.
You should go to the doctor.
No, it's not that bad, honestly.
Well.
I'll tell you what I would like. A very small glass of that lovely sherry.
The Amontillado.
Mm.
Excellent idea. Absolutely sovereign for indigestion. Who can that be?
Do you want me to go?
No, no, I'll get it. You pour the sherry.
Good evening.
Come on in.
Well, I mustn't stop.
It's freezing out there.
Oh, all right then. Just for a minute.
Hello, Linda.
Oh, Jill, hello. Oh, what a beautiful tree.
We were just about to have a glass of sherry. Can I tempt you?
No, really. I have rehearsal to go to, which is why I'm here, actually. About the play.
Blithe Spirit.
Oh, I love that play.
Do you? Oh, good. The thing is, you see, I just lost two members of cast.
Two?
Yes.
I heard about Caroline.
Now Helen has dropped out too.
Oh, yes.
But Jim Lloyd suggested that you might be willing to take on Mrs. Bradman.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, goodness me. I am popular this week.
You said you wanted to get involved in village life.
And I did so admire your reading from Dickens. Please say you'll do it.
Well, all right. Why not?
Hello, Dad. You look a lot better.
He does, doesn't he?
Now they've got you off that ventilator.
You've got a bit of colour in your cheeks.
Henry's made you another card. Look. That's our house, and that's me, and Henry and Rob.
You're getting quite a collection of Henry's cards, aren't you?
I'll just put it over here with the others. He and Rob both send their love.
And so do Tom and Johnny. Johnny's missing you rather a lot at the moment.
Yes, he is. I was trying rather unsuccessfully to help him with his maths, and he said, I understood all this when Grandad explained it to me. Anyway.
Do you remember what day it is tomorrow?
Oh, yes, it's your wedding anniversary, isn't it?
40 years. 40 years. Since you made me the happiest woman in the world. And I bought, a while ago now, a really expensive bottle of champagne for us to celebrate. But I'm not going to open it till you're home and we can drink it together.
Tony.
Mum?
He squeezed my hand. Tony. Tony, my love.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.